Welcome to the Iconic Womanhood Podcast, where we celebrate and learn from the wisdom of authentic, brilliant, conscious, and creative women from all around the world. This podcast will leave you inspired, empowered, and equipped to become truly iconic. And now, here is your host, Akenna. She is a transformational coach and speaker.
I've always loved words. When I was young, I would often get told, you talk too much, too many words. My report cards would always say, she's very bright, but she needs to learn to talk less. You know, we are always manifesting our gifts. And one of mine is my use of language, my use of words. I love words. They fascinate me. They are my currency. Today, I'd like to share with you a poem. And I hope it blesses you, awakens you, and inspires you. In the darkness, the people stumble and grumble and groan, burdened, broken by the basest instincts of man. In the darkness, the daughters offer up only their bodies, barely their minds, and never their souls, for they cannot see themselves clearly enough to know their value. In the darkness, the sons push, shoot, and intimidate. Aggression is born of this darkness that lays heavy on us like a blanket, suffocating, pulling the very breath of love out of us. There is too much darkness. Where is the light? Who will be the light? I choose to be the light. I choose to stand in my gifting. I choose to walk in my calling. I choose to be the light. I choose to see the beauty within me and let it radiate out. I choose to speak life, and if need be, I choose to shout, to make sure they can hear me, those people lost. I choose to sing, Edideo, Teta, Teta. My people say that whenever a woman wakes up, that is her morning. Wake up. I woke up. Yes, I choose to be the light. I choose to embrace the divinity wrapped up in my humanity. I choose to let love grow and win and be. This love that transforms, this love that restores, this love that fills up the empty void, the black holes of sorrow. This love that defies quantum physics and is beyond the reach of our understanding, I will let this love compel me. I will let this love refresh me. I will be this love. Yes, I choose to be the light. I choose to be the light. I choose to do the work. I choose to walk the leader's path. I choose to take the risk. I choose to be the light. I choose to help the daughters see that the beauty and the curve of their hips and the allure of their lips is just the beginning of the magic that they are. To show them the infinite nature of their soul and the indomitable strength of their spirits. I choose to help lift the veil. The Lord of this age has blinded the eyes of men so they see darkly, confused without sight, diminished from their true might. So I will burn bright, so bright that the veil will burn, so bright that the scales will fall. I will let God use me. I choose to be the light. There's a calling from deep within, a stirring in your soul. A yearning to be whole, a desire to be more. There is an asking right now. Will you choose to be the light? When we performed this poem at the retreat, it was at our closing dinner. We had had this extraordinary time together. We had hiked up mountains. We had prayed. We had been empowered and encouraged. It was a transformative time. But that transformation wasn't just for us. It was for us to take it into us and let it build within us and go forth and do what we are called to do. This past week, we mourned the passing of Chadwick Boseman. When I saw the announcement, I was shook. You know how we say we were shook? I was shook. In Igbo, we say kucha. I was startled. Startled into a fresh awareness of our mortality. Here is this man that through his depiction of a character, and as I read about his life, I understand now why he was able to bring such light to the character of Black Panther. I understand now in the spiritual how Wakanda was more than just a concept, but it was an energy. It shifted us across the diaspora, showed us who we could be. And I wept. I wept when I understood that he did all that he did fighting. Fighting not just for his life, but I'm sure for his family, but through all of that for his purpose, for his legacy. And it made me ask, have I been enough of the light? It made me ask that if I was to leave this earth today, what legacy would I leave behind? There is so much going on in the world today, no question about it. So much that would cause you to scream and shout and get angry and go on comment battles on social media. Of course, there's so much, but we can't afford to be distracted. We can't afford not to ask the key questions. We can't afford not to think of legacy, because this too will pass. But what we are intentional about, that is something that we can leave. What will generations after us say about what we did? What will our community say that we added? When we become the ancestors, what legacy will we leave behind? As we spend so much energy looking to connect to our roots, it's a wonderful thing across the diaspora. Because even though I was raised in Nigeria and my family is Nigerian and I know our quote-unquote ancestral lands, I also often look to trace my roots, because I know that there are some of my ancestors who are no longer on the continent, right? Our blood has spread all around. And so as we think about connecting back to ourselves, and this is one of the reasons why this podcast is so meaningful for me, it's open to everyone and anyone, but you know that my particular goal and my particular passion is bringing the wisdom across the diaspora and connecting women of color all across to hear from Africa to the Caribbean to Canada to the US, so that we hear and connect and learn from each other and recognize how much of family that we are. And then as we connect to ourselves, we connect to the broader community as well, because despite the differences in race and gender and all the other differences, we are still part of this human family. But charity, they say, starts at home. So as we look to connect to our roots, let's remember also that we are roots. One day someone will need to pull on us. And so let's do the work of being grounded. Let's do the work of being deepened. Let's do the work of being healed. Let's do the work, because we also are roots. And in us is what is going to hold so many people up. It is our spirits that will speak power to others. So, do you choose to be the light? Do you choose to dig deep and take the risk? Do you choose to rise? This question is so important now more than ever, because there is a seduction of mediocrity. There's a seduction of just going with the flow. I know, because I fell for it for so many years. And at the end of your life, all the potential that God placed inside of you, will it be manifest? I don't know if I've shared this story with you, and I will share it with you as I close. Many years ago, I would venture to say almost 15 years ago, a friend at the time called me, and she said to me, I have a hard conversation that I have to have with you. And I was a bit taken aback. You know, what? What is going on? And she said, I need to tell you something, and I'm okay if after this, you and I no longer are friends. My goodness, what could be that serious? And she said, if God has given me one talent, he has given you five, and you have done nothing with them, and you will be held accountable. And that was all she said. I sat down after that phone call and I cried, because at the time I was working as a pharmacist. I was doing the things I thought I needed to do. I was a mom. I was a wife. I was all the things I thought I should do, but I was seduced by this mediocre life. This is not to call being a pharmacist mediocre. It was mediocre for me. It was not what God had asked me to do. I was meant to take different sorts of risks. I was meant to push harder in other ways. And when she said what she said, my soul recognized it as truth, and I wept. And later I thanked her, because it was a hard truth, a hard wake-up call. It slapped me into an awareness. And in that moment of awareness, I started to look at myself differently and ask myself the hard questions and lean into doing the work. I'm still on my journey, much like you probably are as well. And wherever you're going, the point is being intentional, taking those steps by faith, asking God, what would you have me do now? Asking God, what is the potential that you have placed inside of me that I need to bring forth? Asking God, how can I be the light? There is so much darkness in the world, and we see it more and more now. And I believe that it will get more dark. And that is why it is so critical that you and I step into the call of being the light. You are meant to be a city on a hill, a lamp that cannot be hidden. It is time for you to rise and shine for your light has come.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe and tell a friend. If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to move from success into significance. Please visit us at iconicwomanhood.com and get a free gift to help you on your journey.